Over the past few months, the strength of currency inflows into China via both its trade surplus and inbound financial investments implied that the yuan should have appreciated strongly. The head of a currency desk at a foreign bank in Shanghai says the central bank, acting through proxies, appeared to restrain it. Whenever the yuan rose to 6.45 against the dollar, big Chinese banks came in to stop it, he says. Without an open capital account, all prices in China's markets end up skewed. Stocks in Shanghai and Shenzhen trade at a premium of roughly 30% over stocks in the same companies listed in Hong Kong. Few dare to go against the state. The China head of a global hedge fund reports that one unusual aspect of the mainland is that securities regulators conduct random inspections, turning up without warning and demanding answers to probing questions. They would only do that in New York if you're under arrest, he says. Yet the controls around China's markets can exert a pull of their own. Whereas China trails America in the size of its stock and bond markets, it is, by one measure, ahead in commodity futures. The number of contracts traded last year on its main exchanges in Dalian, Shanghai and Shenzhou was 6 times higher than on America's CME Group's exchanges. In terms of value, they were roughly equivalent. It is not just that China has the biggest appetite for commodities, from copper to iron ore. It is also home to some of the world's most liquid commodity exchanges. Smaller contract sizes make it easier for small companies to get involved in trading. And the very limits that Chinese investors face on investing offshore make commodity exchanges attractive. There may be more contracts on foreign exchanges, but not many have truly excellent liquidity. In China, most contracts are liquid, giving investors lots of opportunities, says Sunny Fang of Orient Futures, one of China's biggest futures brokerages. Commodity futures also show how China's markets shape global markets. Last April, the price of oil futures in America collapsed below zero as demand evaporated and storage filled up. In China, though, futures stayed at around $30 a barrel, with investors lapping them up. That attracted shipments to China and helped restore global oil prices to a more normal level. The information from Chinese futures is very clear. This is what the world's biggest consumers are paying for commodities, says John Browning of Bands Financial, a Shanghai-based futures brokerage. Whether in China or Texas, oil is oil and prices should converge. The information from China's stock and bond markets is more abstract. It tells you about the health and direction of the economy, no small thing given China's weight in the world. Yet interpreting it is not simple. Portfolio managers at Chinese investment groups have learned Western-style stock analysis, but they also understand the Chinese regulatory environment, which can be crucial to performance, says Xu Yi Cheng of China International Capital Corporation, an investment bank. It is a divide that global firms and investors increasingly think they can and need to straddle.